UAlbany's Confucius Institute is a nonprofit program of Office of Chinese Language Council International, which aims to promote Chinese language and culture. As of December of last year, 525 Confucius Institutes have been established in 138 countries and regions around the world, 110 of those being in the United States of America. The Confucius Institute for China's Culture and Economy at University at Albany is a collaboration between UAlbany and Southwestern University of Finance and Economics in China. Confucius Institute provides support and service in Chinese language instruction and culture programming, promotes China-related research, and facilitates academic exchanges and collaborations between the two institutions and the two countries. Confucius Institute is hosting a Chinese cultural festival at UAlbany and around the capital region throughout the fall. There are a lot of events, and they are very interesting. We are thrilled to have Yoshin Huang, a professor of geography and planning at UAlbany and executive director of UAlbany Confucius Institute, joining us this morning. Yoshin Huang, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Very excited to be here.
Well, very excited to have you here. There is a lot going on. Let us talk, first of all, about your overall mission. We'll get to the festival, but working with the Institute itself, day-to-day, your job being what?
My job is really to help to the learning and for Chinese language, Chinese culture, and China as a whole, not only at UAlbany, but also in the area. So we have lots of things to do. We have the teaching program, we have the cultural program, we have the academic program. There are mainly four things we do. One is to help local schools in the capital region and UAlbany to develop and strengthen their Chinese program. That's one. Second is to develop and support any China-related research on campus and also artist production. Third is to foster a better understanding of Chinese cultural tradition and contemporary Chinese economy, not only at the UAlbany, but also in the region.
Mm.
Finally is to foster academic and cultural exchange and collaborations between our university as well as the local schools with educational institutions in China.
I want to key in on one of those, which is, is the research part.
Right.
What type of research is being done and your facilitation of that research? What are we doing here in
right.
the
Right. In terms
in the
of research is one, we have a speaker series. So we invite scholars from all over the United States, sometimes from other countries, to come to UAlbany to give presentations on China. So usually we have one talk per month.
Yes.
Do you want me to go into what's coming
sure.
this semester? So, for example, this semester we have actually next Thursday, September 13th, 1:15, we have a professor in philosophy. He's coming to talk. His name is Professor De Dongwei, and his talk is Chinese Buddhism from Ancient to Present and Beyond. And currently, he is a visiting professor at Columbia University and the Chinese director of Confucius Institute at Columbia University.
Now, I should note that that is one of just many, many events
yes,
that you have the, as part of this Chinese cultural festival, which includes everything from Chinese paper cutting workshops to a lecture that you just mentioned, to a children's picture book exhibit, to movie screenings.
Right.
A little bit of everything.
Right. So we have cultural events, we have academic events, we have teaching events. I can talk each of them briefly. Do you want to go through by category or by dates?
Let's go by, we'll try to make as much as we can here in our 5 minutes left, but let's start with dates, which would be, we're September 8th, so that is tomorrow.
Right.
Tomorrow. So let's start with tomorrow.
All right, tomorrow we actually have two events. One is at 3 o'clock in Clifton Park Public Library. We have Chinese paper cutting workshop. We have more than 60 people registered for that event already. So we had to close the registration.
Fascinating, yeah.
Tomorrow all day, we have a teacher training workshop. We have one professor from Columbia University, one professor from Beijing Normal University come to give one day a workshop to Chinese teachers in the local area, in the local schools, about how to be a leader in Chinese language education.
You also have an event coming up at the Montessori Magnet School in Albany having to do with children's picture book.
Right.
Art? Is it art?
We have about 200 Chinese children's picture book from China, and they are bilingual. So we're doing the book exhibit in these three different places, Montessori Magnet Schools, Chinese schools in Shiga Junior High in collaboration with Colony Library, as well as at UAlbany at the Albany Book Festival by Writers Institute. That's all the event on the 29th.
Tell us about, you mentioned the seminar happening on the 13th on Chinese Buddhism. Moving into October, you have a seminar by a sociologist on uneven urbanization in China, causes and consequences. Professor from Yale University, tell us a little bit about that event.
Well, as I said, the speaker series is to invite scholars who are China experts to come to UAlbany to present their research. So we invite scholars from different disciplines. Professor De Dongwei on the 13th is a professor in philosophy, and Professor Deborah Davis, who is a sociologist. And as we all know, China is in the midst of urban revolution. So lots of people are leaving villages and going to cities, and Chinese cities are growing rapidly. So this talk by Professor Deborah Davis is going to talk about urbanization process and how that change vary in different parts of China.
You stated your goals and at the beginning of our conversation, and I'm just curious as we wrap up, if how much of this is do you have to balance in looking and exploring the culture and history as well as what's happening in contemporary politics?
Right. It is. We try to do both. That's why it's quite a bit of work and it's challenging. Yeah. My research is on China, contemporary China. So a lot of scholars I know are from scholars on contemporary China. And most of the talks are on contemporary China. But we try to go beyond, you know, contemporary China and invite scholars who research, you know, previous eras on China. And most of the cultural events are sort of about traditional Chinese culture.
Because of this institute, does that bring more Chinese students to the Albany campus?
We hope so. We hope we can strengthen the East Asian Studies department. They have a Chinese program there, and we will teach Chinese classes there, and we also help their students to learn Chinese.
I do want to mention that there are many, many events, and we can't get to all of them, but there are many, many events going on. And so I urge you to go to albany.edu/Confucius, and there will be an entire list there of all of the things that will be happening over the next several weeks and months throughout the fall. albany.edu/Confucius. We're also going to post that link along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. But as we mentioned, the festival kicks off this weekend and a lot going on, and you can find out more at albany.edu/Confucius. Yo-Chin Wang is a professor of geography and planning at UAlbany, executive director of the UAlbany Confucius Institute. I thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck with the festival, and thank you so much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you.
A great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.